The Baisai the Shia this week is being sponsored by Rabbarach Shekubovic, Lechubed, his Yortzai for his father, Abelio Yaakov, Reb Nosson Nata Koyen, Tes Vav, Teves this Wednesday.
Okay. Yashkoyach. Just Shia. It's a Shabbos. It's a schus for me to be here, and Mitzvah Shem, the schus of the Limud HaTorah, and the Pupu Chaverim, should the Torah should be making a matzah, we should have a book from Surah Tevis, make the shoes for the Chomis. This week's daf, many, many different sugyas. I just decided that we'll stay on a more conventional sugya that feeds through the whole Masechta. The Gemara speaks about here in the Perek and Isha Rabba. The Gemara has a whole conversation about if Yesh Koyach Biat Chachom Laka Dovim in Atayra. So the Gemara is talking about if by Truma, if you take off Truma, if Aroa Layofe, if really the Truma should be Chal. So the Gemara says, the Chachomim said you have to take off the Truma again. And the Gemara says, Yesh Koyach Biat Chachom. At the end, the Gemara has a bunch of questions. And the Gemara at the end comes out that the only time this Yesh Koyach Biat Chachom Lakadom Min Atayra is only B'sheva Al Taisa. That means if there'll be oike the dover that a person doesn't have to act, and then you're going against what the Torah said, and then the Chazal have that power. However, if you have to do something b'kumba asay kineged the Torah, the Chacham don't have that power. Of them zok digimore aklal zok digimore. Where do we see this? We see this from Oral Hazor Ismil Sadin Betzitzis. The Gemara makes a list of certain things which are called Sheval Taise, where the Chachomim were Mevatel de Mitzvah. One of the examples is Sadin Betzitzis. So the explanation being is that really, Rashi explains, the Midaraisa, the Torah says, Loisil b'shatnes, you're not allowed to wear shatnes. And the Torah puts Besmuchen right next to the Gedilim Tasalucha. So the Torah was Megala that even though to put Tcheles needs wool, you could put it into a pishton beged, and the beged will be mutter, the beged will be, even though you'll be over shatness, it's mutter to wear the beged, because it's exeris hakosuf. The Gemara, we'll see that soon, the Gemara learns out from there, as a source for all halachas of asei doichaloisa say, from that the Torah was mutter, shatness betzitzis. The Chazal said, but they were nervous, if people are going to use sadin betzitzis, and they're going to use shatnas and tzitzis, they might wear the tzitzis shaloi bizmanoi hamitzvah, or they might be mata shatnas in other situations. So the Chachamim said that it's mutter, that they were mevatel the din of this halacha, that it's doicha. But what did they say? They said that you could wear this sadin, this pishton dika beged, without tzitzis. So not only did they say you don't have to, that they assert using the doicheloisa say of shatnes, they said that you're allowed to wear the beged. Aye, how could they let people wear godim of dalit kamfas without tzitzis? So that's halacha yesh koyach biat chachom lakadova min atera b'sheval taisit. Because it's sheval taisit. You're wearing a beged without tzitzis. And that's called a sheval taisit. And therefore, Zog Gemara, that's one of the cases where yesh koyach biat chachom. Frek taisis hakashe b'divra maschol velts taisvis. That's a Sheval Taise. You're putting on a beged of Dalit Kamfis without tzitzis. That's a proactive thing. You're putting on a Dalit Kamfis without tzitzis. That's a Kumvase. How could the Gemara say that's called a Sheval Taise? That's called a Kumvase. Zok Taisvis Nira Muchach. That you're allowed to put on a beged of Dalit Kamfis without tzitzis. And at the first moment that you put it on, you're allowed to wear the beged even though it doesn't have tzitzis. Subsequently, you're mechuyev to put tzitzis into the beged. That, so the putting on the beged without tzitzis is not called in any way a proactive act of iser. Because you're allowed to put on a beged of dalit kamfas without tzitzis. Once it's on, a chiyuv kicks in. And that chiyuv is to put tzitzis on the four corners. Und memela, that's why it's called Sheval Taise. Because it's Sheval Taise of not putting the tzitzis into the beged of Dalit Kamfis. So Mela Hal Taisvis, that's the Hezbro of the Gemara, Beshev Hal Tais. Like Taisis Abar Akasha, Vim Taimal. Beperik Mishamesu Mashme, Kishu Lovish Kalayim, Loi Choshuv Shev Hal Tais. So Taisvis, by Shatness itself, when you wear a beged of Shatness, even if it's on you, and you didn't even put it on, or you put it on not knowing, ignorant of the fact that it's Shatness, is the halacha that it's called a maisa when you're not taking it off. So why over here is it called Sheval Taisa, wearing the beged? So Taisvis, because by Shatness, the Isser takes place immediately. So the Isser of putting on Shatness is when you put the beged on. So therefore, it's called a maisa Isser, even when you're wearing it. Because the second you put the beged on, there's an Isser of putting on a beged of Shatness. Tzitzis does not take place, the chiyuv, until the beged is already on. So therefore there's a distinction, and therefore Shatness is called Kumba Asei, and Tzitzis is called Sheval Tais. Freik de Shagas Aryeh, Gevaldik in the Welt. In Simin Lamed Beis, Freik de Shagas Aryeh, famous Shagas Aryeh, the Gemara Masech de Shabbos, in Paragraph Beleza, the Mila tells us, Asei is Doich Alois Asei. So the Gemara, where's the source? In every part of the Torah that is Asei Doich Alois Asei. Zog the Gemara, from Gedil and Tassel, Chon Shatnes. Since the fact that the Torah tells us that you're allowed to wear Shatnes and Tzitzis, so the mitzvah of Tzitzis is Doich Shatnes. Zog the Shaka say, and we know that there's a rule for Asei Doich Alois Asei that has to take place simultaneously. That's called Be'itna. Be'itna, the Oiver, the Lois Asei, Yumakayim Da Asei. If the two things don't take place simultaneously, so then you can't use the principle of Asei Doich Alois Asei. Freik de Shagas Aryeh is Astira Minei Uvei in Taisvis. If you're telling me you're Oiver Shatness, immediately B'Shas Maisa, when you're putting it on, and you're not, you don't have the mitzvah of Tzitzis until it's on, and then after subsequently you have the mitzvah, so there's a disconnect. You're Oiver Shatness when you put it on, and you're Makayim Tzitzis after you put it on. So Siddish Be'idna, Freik de Shagas Aryeh, Taisvis is himself differentiating between Shatness and Tzitzis. That differential between Shatness and Tzitzis tells us not Be'idna. And the Gemara says that's the source of Asei Doich Alois Asei. So how could Taisvis separate the two? How could Taisvis? So someone may say, what, maybe it's talking about what the Tzitzis are on already. So then you would say, Asei Doich Alois. So the Shagas Aryeh obviously held, even if the tzitzis are on, but you're not being Makayim a mitzvah. Even when you put your talis on with the tzitzis, you're not Makayim the mitzvah of tzitzis till you're already wrapped and wearing the talis. Before, there's no mitzvah. So even if before, you're overshotness without doing the mitzvah of tzitzis. So if you're not being Makayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, it's not Asei Doich Alois Asei, because it's not Be'itna. Meila Freik the Shagas Aryeh. So Meila Shagas Aryeh Kedarkoi. Chaylik on Taisvis, and he holds that Tzitzis is immediate, and he brings different Taisin that a chaylik on this Taisvis. Maybe we'll have a chance after to be able to read Aduch. That Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh has a simen, very famous simen, where he argues on this Taisvis, and he says it can't be that Tzitzis is b'shas when you're otuf already in the Tzitzis, because then it wouldn't be b'idna. It's a filth in the Asei Doich Alois Asei. Habachagavaldik or of the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh himself, in his Sefer Turi Evin, in many places, says a Gevaldik Yisod. One of the places where he says it is, we'll just speak out the Gemara. He says, the Gemara says, in the beginning of Chagiga, the Gemara says, a whole Taisus will come to it back soon. The Gemara talks about if somebody is a Chatzi Evin, Chatzi Ben Chayren, so he has a big shidduch problem. He can't get married. He can't marry a bas cheren, and he can't marry an eved, because each way is eved. So Tosfos Frik d'Akasha say, Asei Doich Alois Asei. He has an Asei of Piri Verivya, or Loisoya Vero L'Shevet Yitzara, and he has an Asei, and he has an Isser of Loisiya Kadesha. So let the Asei be Doich Alois Asei. So Tosfos speaks out over there that it's not Be'idna, because he's over the Isser when by the B'Shas Bia. And he's only Makayim, the mitzvah Puravu, Besayf Biyah. So Mele, it's not Bidna. Often odds, look to the Turi Evin, Mesechta Chagiga. That is a Gemara Mesechta Zvochim. The Gemara says there are two times the Torah says that you're not allowed to break a bone by a Korban Pesach. One place the Torah says it in Parshas Boi by Korban Pesach. And one time, Etzem HaSish Boi, and the Torah repeats it again by Pesach Sheni. That's the only halacha that the Torah repeats by Pesach Sheni. All the Torah, usually by Pesach Sheni, says, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisai. The only halacha that the Torah separately classifies and that underlines is Etzem HaSish Boi. So the Gemara, why does the Torah have to say it twice? So the Gemara, because you would think Etzem HaSish Boi would be an Etzem, a bone that has no meat or marrow in the bone. But if there would be a bone with marrow, so the Gemara, maybe you would break the bone to be able to get to the meat. The Torah has to repeat again, Etzem HaSish Boi, to tell us that you don't say, even in Etzem, Sheyesh Boi Moyach, there's no halacha that you could be doiche, that you could break the bone. So come on, what would be a havamina you could break the bone because it has meat? The Torah says, Lois Ishbaru, you're not allowed to break a bone. So come on, no, because there's a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach. So you would think asay is deiche lois asay. The asay of eating is deiche lois of breaking the bone. Zog the Gemara of them, zog the Torah, an extra posik, to come to tell us, Lois Ishbaru boy, even over here, and there's an exception to the rule, and you would not say asay deiche lois asay. How could you say asay deiche lois asay? It's not bidna. When you break the bone, you only subsequently remove the meat. So you're breaking the bone, and then you're removing the meat. Says nish beidna. And for Toisvis, in Masechta Zvachim, in the back of the Gemara, it's an addition to the Toisvis. It's called the Piskei Toisvis. And for Toisvis, no, yesh loima. Anything that's necessary, that you cannot do this chelik of the mitzvah without this act, is called beidna. Any hechsher that's necessary to do a mitzvah is automatically called beidna also. So therefore, since the only way to get to meat underneath the bone, inside the bone, is through breaking the bone, so therefore, that's called, the asay is called beidna. Even though I'm not makayim the asay till I eat the meat. But since it's a necessity, so Zoktaisus, it's not shaykh, it's not shaykh. Zok the Shagas Aryeh, Zok the Turei Evan, who's the Shagas Aryeh, Zok the Sumeli, you also understand Toisvus. You can't have a Gemar beer without a Tchilas beer. So what is Toisvus saying? That by Chatzi Evan, Chatzi Ben Choyren, you can't be Asei Doich Alois Asei, because it's not beer. No. Zok the Sastiras Ha Toisvus. Toisvus in Mesech Nezvachim says, it's called beer. And here Toisvus says, it's not called beer. Toisvus in Zvachim says, anything that's necessary is called beer. So over here, Toisus in Mesechtes Chagige is saying, it's not called Bidna. L'chayrus it is all Bidna. So the Shagazai, a pill of Toisvis. Toisvis is a stira to one place to the other. So we'll come back to that stira in Toisvis. What's the Shagazai? How can you be Makaya Mitzvah Tzitzis? The only way you can be Makaya Mitzvah Tzitzis is putting it on, and then it's on. And a chanami, when you put it on, you're not Makaya the Mitzvah. But you can't do the mitzvah of having it on unless you put it on. So therefore, ein loch hechsher galu mizeh. So what was the Shagas Aryeh's kasha on our
Toisvus? But there's no mitzvah to put on tzitzis till it's on.
Oh, one second. We'll come. Ein loch hechsher, one second. So the Shagas Aryeh, lechere, look, Toisvus, the Shagas Aryeh, the freak of Toisvus, you have to put it on. But when you put it on, you have a kalayim, but you're not makayim tzitzis. But you can't be makayim tzitzis unless you put it on. So it's not better than breaking the bone. One second. So it's not better than breaking the bone. So therefore, it's a klarazach that he should answer that there's a difference with that over there's no kasha because it's called beidna because it's something that's tied to the mitzvah. So if it's a hechsher mitzvah, it's also doich alois say. Hey, it's not a better hechsher than putting on the tzitzis. So I found Bamus's in a different place, and it's the Turei Evan. Does say this Terence on his kasha in Shagas Aryeh. He does say it, but in two places he asks this kasha, and he does not note this Terence. And it's a pell even on the new Shagas Aryeh. They're not mitzayim this, that he says it in a different place, that he does say the Terence. It seems that in the Shagas Aryeh, in Shalosh Tshuvos Shagas Aryeh, he did not hold this as a Terence. Why didn't he say it's a clear Terence, that if you say this difference, you would say this, that he would say this halach. So, Bekitsu, we have two questions, really. A is, what's the pshat? We have the Shagas Aryeh's question. And L'chayri, you should be able to say this teretz, that it's called be'itna, even though the mitzvah is only once it's on, but l'chayr it's not worse than breaking the bone for the moyach, for the etzim sheish by moyach. Umbeis, they have etzim the stiras ha'toisvis. By piri verivya, frek the shagis aye. By piri verivya, voltes gedav zayin eichet yenadin v'idna, because you should have to have the.
Why is it not v'idna?
It's not v'idna because tzitzis you're only makayim the mitzvah once the beged is on completely, and after it's completely on, there's a space of time. Now you have to put in the tzitzis.
Completely on and not completely
right,
on.
Yeah. Because it's only when you're lavush in it, not putting it on.
Not putting it on. The beginning of
right, so that's Shag Zayah, it's not bid. So it's not say. I want to be Magdan with a completely different Shag. The Gemara says in Mesechtes, Sadar Gemara in Mesechtes, Baba Mitzia, Daf Lamed. The Gemara says if somebody finds an Aveda, he's Mechuyev to return the Aveda. So Mitzah say to return the Aveda. The Gemara says, what happens if the Aveda is in the Beis HaKfaris? And Akoyan is the guy who found the Aveda? So the Gemara, it presents a problem. He has a mitzvah asay to return the Aveda, and he has a leis asay of a problem of tuma, of tumah, of kar, like yitam, he's not allowed to be matam. So the Gemara, v'yisalamto. The Torah says, sometimes, pa'omim shatu yochel isalam. So the Gemara, that's coming to tell us that a Kohen, some certain situations you can't do Hashavas Aveda. And that situation, one of them is a Kohen Beis HaKfaris. Frag the Gemara, nah, that's not one of the situations. That can't be. So the Gemara, because every time a Kohen does the Kohen is Metam himself, was over any one of his Isurim, he has a Lois Asay Va'asay. There's a big Asay that covers all Hilchus Kohuna, which is called Vikidashtoi. That means it's called that a He has an assay. So every time a Kohen's over one of his Isurim, he's over a lois assay and assay. So come on. Ve'ein assay, doich a lois assay, v'assay. So what do you need a posik v'salamto? In the plain rule, ein assay, doich a lois assay, v'assay. Frek de noy de b'yehuda b'kibayegah. Agav al d'ge kashya. In sof mesech de chul in sedah machlek is rishenim. The klal is ein assay, doich a lois assay, v'assay. What happens if somebody goes and does the asay, but makim ain't asay, doichaloisev asay? Person went and he did it. Is a machlik is the re and the revo. The re holds he gets malchus. So the re, ain't asay, doichaloisev asay. See, why even a lois asay? The loisev asay team up. Ain't asay, doichaloisev asay. Over here, by doing the asay, you why even a lois asay, you get malchus. The revo is up, nehenos. The asay is doichaloisev asay. Ain't asay, doichaloisev asay means. Asay is doich lelois asay. Aber, who says this asay? My mahay asay, mahay asay. That's why you're not allowed to do it. But lo'ilum, you're not over the lois asay. Why are you not over the lois asay? Because the koyach of the asay has a power to be doich lelois asay. So the rehel, they team up together, and you're over the lois asay. It's not doich. And the revo holds that what? That you are doich lelois, you are doich, just say asay, not asay. Fregt de neude bi Yehuda a gewalt in de welt. Fregt de neude bi Yehuda. If you say v'salamto, means there's no mitzvah z'ashavas aved. The Gemara says you don't need that, because ein asay doich aloy say v'asay. Fregt de neude bi Yehuda, there's a gewalt in nafkemine. If you learn it out from v'salamto, so if the Kohen will go into the Bezak forest to take out the aveda, he would get malchus, because he has no mitzvah v'ashavas aved. So he'll get malchus. But if it's also ein asay doich aloy se vasay ein achanami, he wasn't supposed to do it, but he won't get malchus. Why won't he get malchus? Because in truth the asay is doich aloy se asay, so therefore he won't get malchus. First, frek the Gemara. What do we need a pasuk for? Frek the Gemara. V'salamto, we have a klal ein asay doich aloy se vasay. Frek the Neid of Yehuda. What do you mean? You need the pasuk. The Gemara. This is a gavaldik nafkamina. Do you get malchus or not? He's asking, wait the Rivor. The Gemara is astirat to the Rivor. How could the Rivor say that you don't get malchus if the Gemara equates v'salam to tein asay doich aloy se v'asay? Frek the night of Yehuda. The Bavari will get upside down. So I wanted to say like this. Agavaldika teretz. So I wanted to say like this. So I'm going to say, Philip's going to say the teretz. What was the teretz?
No.
Oh, no. Yeah. So you hold cheshem. L'chayrus astirat sederivo. Pavos astirat sederivo. As a rivo state, as in asay to gloise vasay means to asay is dechad alay say. Just look at Marcus. What do you have to be so long? So that's the asay. Be'emes hobach ha'or. Be'emes hobach ha'or. What is Be'emes hobach ha'or? How could the Kohen go into the Beis HaKfaras? When is he Makayim HaShavis HaVeda? When he gives it back. When is he over the Issa? When he goes in. Tos haste. This Gemara is mamish the Torah Heaven's Gemara. It's like a gift from heaven, this Gemara. The Gemara state klal that even the Heksha Mitzvah is also part of the Mitzvah. Since he must go into the Beis HaKfaras, so the Gemara state klal Heksha Mitzvah. Because if it wouldn't, then how could the Kohen even start going into the Beis HaKfaras? You hear what I'm going? One second. State klar. Mechayer, that Gemara is mamish a source point. A point. It's mamish the Mekoyer for this din. Because if not, how could the Kohen go into the Beis HaKfaras?
That's a question. No.
What is it? That's part of the mitzvah. But you have a Kohen the mitzvah till you return it. It's not better than a tchilas bia. It's not better than a tchilas bia. Zog chazay. Kevin klala nachakire. No, even when you pick it up, you're not makayim the mitzvah. No, that's when you find aveda, right? You're a shomer aveda. I'm saying, but when you're going in, let's say you didn't even pick it up yet. You're going into the Beis HaKfaras to get it. Ain lo hechsher. That's not the mitzvah. Every time is a mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah shows me. Zog chazay. Elomai is muchach, as the Heksha mitzvah geht rein in the mitzvah. Oh, so I say. Ich will klar nach hakir. What's the pshat that Heksha mitzvah is also called be'idna and it's doicha? Kam klar nach hakir. Is it the pshat Heksha mitzvah is kemitzvah und zewelt a mitzvah? That means it's like what the Olam here is saying. It's like called all part and parcel of the mitzvah. Or the name. Ich will sagen an andere tzad. Nicht Heksha Mitzvah is part of the Mitzvah itself. What is the Doicha of Alois Asay? Asay is Doicha Alois Asay. Is the Mitzvah the Doicha? The Kiyum HaMitzvah is Doicha? Or that the Chiyuv HaMitzvah is Doicha? Tos heis Asay. Is the power of a Mitzvah Asay, it's Kiyum? The Torah likes the Kiyum HaMitzvah so stark, it's Doicha Alois Asay? Or that the koyach hadoiche is the chiyuv hamitzvah. The chiyuv to do a mitzvah is so strong, it's doicha alois asei. Zimitzogen, the chiyuv hamitzvah of an asei is definitely eating the meat. Breaking the bone, even as much as it's necessary to be makayim the mitzvah, that does not go into the chiyuv hamitzvah. But the chiyuv of the mitzvah is the power that's doich also. What? Breaking the bone is part of the chiyuv. I'm a chiyuv to do whatever is necessary to do the mitzvah. So therefore, breaking the bone is part of the chiyuv of my mitzvah. I'm not makayim a mitzvah until you come to the culmination of the mitzvah. But the chiyuv takes place even when you're breaking the bone. So Heksha Mitzvah, maybe L'Olam, is not the Mitzvah. It's not the Mitzvah. You don't get any Kiyum. But it's part of the Chiyuv HaMitzvah. Muchach now will say that we must say that the Chiyuv Asay is what's Doicha L'Olois Asay, possibly. Sometimes it could be the Kiyum Asay, but sometimes it's the Chiyuv Asay. It's such a Chiyuv to be Doicha, so therefore it carries along even the Heksha Mitzvah. One second. Even the Heksha Mitzvah is what carries along. So we're saying, in order to say the Halacha, that Heksha Mitzvah is called part of the Doicha, we need to have the Chiyuv of the Asay to be Doicha the Lois Asay. A person's Mechuyiv to do Hashavas Aveda. Sees an Aveda is Mechuyiv. So it carries along even the Heksha of going into the Beis HaKfaras. I want to ask you, according to the Rivah, Ein asei doicha lois asei maasei. But if you do the Aseh, you don't get Malkus. Why? Because the Aseh is Decholos. Let's say you'll pick up your phone, you'll call your local Orthodox rabbi. I have a situation, an Aseh with a Lois Aseh Aseh. Am I Mechuyev to do the Aseh? No. Ain't Aseh Decholos Aseh Aseh. I'm not Mechuyev. Stay away from it like with a 10-foot pole. Ain't Aseh Decholos Aseh Aseh. The E goes and he does it. But it's Deiche Lois Aseh. What do you mean? What's Deiche? You are Mechuyev to do it. Al Korchach Halteriva, that there's a second din in Aseh Deiche Lois Aseh. The Kiyom HaMitzvahs Deiche Lois Aseh. That means there are two channels in being Deiche Lois Aseh. You could be Deiche Lois Aseh Mitzad the Chiyuv, and you could be Deiche Lois Aseh Mitzad the Kiyom. When you want to take along Hechsher Mitzvah, what do you need? You need the Chiyuv HaMitzvah. If not, you can have a Chiyuv of the Kiyum. You can't go into the Beis HaKforis like the Rivor. Because you wouldn't have the Chiyuv of Hechsher Mitzvah. In order to have the Chiyuv of Hechsher Mitzvah, you would need, what would you need like the Rivor? You would need the Chiyuv. By Asei Tehulis of Asei, you don't have the Chiyuv. So all you have is the Kiyum. Ain't a chanami. In such a case, Aseh would be Deich Loisei. You wouldn't get Malkus by Aseh Deich Loisei Aseh.
But you have the Chiyuv also.
You don't have a Chiyuv.
You have a Chiyuv to do it. The Chiyuv is Nidra.
No, you don't have a Chiyuv to do it. If your last Adin is, you don't have a Chiyuv.
Once you say that,
it
doesn't let you
know. No, the Torah says not to do it. In Hilchus Torah, there's no Din to do it. So if it's Ein Aseh, vet me Yushiv Zeverin, vet me Yushiv Verin, then they do me Yudis Kashin. So you don't have a chiyuv. You don't have a chiyuv. Boss?
How can you have a chiyuv without the kiyuv?
What do you mean? You can have a lemais if you did. Name lemais if you did it. You did Hashavas Aveda.
You have the Torah. Torah says don't do it, right?
The Torah says don't do it. Say it. Don't say it. Ain't say don't say.
You listen to the Torah and you did it.
So you get it. There's a kiyuv of Hashavas Aveda. There's a kiyuv of Hashavas Aveda. What you're asking is some ask it should be a mitzvah bo ba'aveda. But lemais I did a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. Yeah, you did something wrong, Abba Lamaisa, in the weight of two things. You did something wrong. Abba Lamaisa, Sigiven Akiyo Mitzvah. So if I say that, I just want a fair ice. Lamaisa, if I say that, you should deny the view this cash. First of the night of view, the effect that the Gemara says, you have a Pasik Bissalamta. Fake the Gemara, you have anyway, in Asay Deuch Eloi Sevasei. Fake the Gemara, Akashe. Ay, Lechuhure. In Asay Deuch Eloi Sevasei. Fake the Gemara, effect. What do you mean, in Asay Deuch Eloi Sevasei? What do you mean? I say Deich Eloi Sevasei. You still have Malkus in the Nafkemina. The Teretz is by Hashavas Aveda al Korchoch. We have to come on to the Tosfos in Masechtas Vachim. That what? That Hechsher Mitzvah is also called Vidna because he has to come into the Beis HaKvoris. If you have to come on to Hechsher Mitzvah, that would not apply for Ein Aseh Deich Eloi Sevasei. Because why? It won't apply to Eloi Sevasei. Because you only have Kiyum without Kiyum. So Mele would have to be a regular. Ein Aseh Deich Eloi Sevasei. So there's no Malkus. You would get Malkus. You would get Malkus because you were doing the Hechsher Mitzvah. And the Hechsher Mitzvah wouldn't be Deicha. You'd anyway get Malkus. So Mele is Miyushiv to know to be this cash half of a fellow.
So the Kohen is in the
box.
Why not? Okay. What if the owner of the Aveda is in the Beis HaKvoris?
So you could have a hechatimsa. So it happens somewhere. If it's right out, so maybe in a chanam. You see, you tell me.
Then
you should have a posik.
That's right.
So you see, maybe a posik. Maybe it would be a hechatimsa when you pick it up and give it to him simultaneously. I don't know if there's such a hechatimsa.
No,
I'm accepting.
He's in the Beis HaKvoris. The owner's in the Beis HaKvoris.
No, but when you're coming in, when you're coming in,
so when you're coming in,
okay. I hear. So then it's mutter. So then there's no Vesalanto. So then there's no Vesalanto. So then there's no Vesalanto.
No, but if you give him the same
way. Oh, yes, I just want to say like this. That's
right. What's
the step back for a second? Yeah. What's the chiluk between the case of Nod Yehuda and the other case?
Which the case of. No, the case of the night. The case of Toysus and the night is two different cases. You have a chiyuv to eat the whole carbon Pesach. There's a chiyuv of Achilles Kotchen, of Achilles Pesach. So the only, you can get the basar out by breaking the bone. So I'm a chuyuv to eat the basar. The chiyuv is mechayiv me to break the bone. Even though I'm not getting a mitzvah by breaking the bone. But it's part of the chiyuv of eating Karban Pesach. So it's doich even the hechsher. Here, it can't be doich the hechsher
because I don't have a chiyuv. All I have is a kiyum, at best, with the flex. So Mela, we only have a kiyum. And that it can't carry along a hechsher mitzvah. If it can't carry along a hechsher mitzvah, so Mela, we'll give in the halacha. We'll give in the halacha, you get malchus. Mela, look at the Gemara, there's no nafkimina. Vet alois come in, that in order to be deicha alois asei, a kiyum mitzvah could be deicha alois asei. Kiyum mitzvah could be deicha. But in order to carry along the Heksha mitzvah, because Heksha mitzvah is not kemitzvah. Heksha mitzvah is just part of the chiyuv mitzvah. For that, you need the chiyuv ha-mitzvah. First thing in the Taisim Masechtas Yevamos. Taisim Masechtas Yevamos said, you're not makay a mitzvah tzitzis until it's lavush in the tzitzis. So there's no mitzvah of tzitzis until you put on the tzitzis. When are you over kalayim, shatnes, when you put it on? Frik the Shagas, if Tois is saying those two facts, it's not Be'idna. So how could the Gemara say, I say the Echolois, I say? Elamai, we said on the Shagas, it's the same thing like the Tois and Zvochim. That the Tois and Zvochim says, what you bite into the bone in order to eat the meat. So if you bite into the bone in order to eat the meat, biting into the bone is not Be'idna with eating the meat. So it's still, and it's still called Be'idna because it's called the Heksha Mitzvah. Tzitzis, I don't have to wear the tzitzis. You don't have to wear tzitzis, a beggar of dalat kamfas. It's a mitzvah. To put it on is a mitzvah kiyumis. You're not mechuyev to put it on.
Is that the
maestro? So memele, you're not mechuyev to put it on. So by tzitzis, there's never a toiras chiyuv. The Shagasariya held. So therefore by tzitzis, you can never apply the rule that heksha mitzvah is nichlal in the tchiyah. And the reason it can't be nichlal in the tchiyah is because by tzitzis is loyalim only kiyum. Because I'm not mechuyev to put on the tzitzis. So since I'm not mechuyev to put on the tzitzis, so therefore I can't say that the putting on is doima to the tzitzis in zvachim. Because there's no chiyuv. Oh no, I've seen you don't get chiyuv. So mail has to be mamish beidna. If it has to be beidna, frek the shagis aryeh, she's nish beidna. Because you're not being makayim tzitzis when you put it on, and you're being over the shatnas before. You have to do both. Tzitzis, by its very definition and nature, is only a kiyum, because you don't have to put it on. If you don't have to put it on, so therefore it's only a kiyum. So mela, you need mamish beidna. It's mamela, that's why the shagis aryeh didn't shtel tzu.
That teretz. Why did you have to give the halakdama? Why can't you say straight? Because the mitzvah of tzitzis doesn't start till later.
It doesn't. Doesn't start till. But no, but the heksher, you can't do that. No, but you can't do the mitzvah. It's a heksher mitzvah. You can't do the mitzvah without putting it on. So that's what I'm saying. Why should there be a nafkamina? Why should there be a nafkamina? The teretz is, there's only a nafkamina because heksher only goes off with the chiyuv, not with the kiyuv. So I just want to say like this. There's a meiridika, I just want to say it over Parshat, that we should know it. So we're saying that tzitzis, putting it on, is always b'teres kiyum, not teres kiyuv. Siddur, Arosh Yosef, the Prima Gaon wrote a sefer, he was such a prolific writer. One of the svarim he wrote was Rosh Yosef, Masechta Bei, on different svarim, Machulin, Rosh Yosef. On Daf Tes, he brings a meiridika, I don't want to go into the Gemara, but he brings a Gemara that Kalayim, Shatnez Beged, is called Eina Ruya Klal on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. So it's something, it's Muktzeh, and it's not usable. And the Gemara says, not usable for him. The only thing the Gemara comes up with, it would have been usable for something without Hanor to put down in your house, on some ice. The Prima Gaon has a Kasha, which you can answer in other ways, and I don't want to go in really to the Prima Gaon's Kasha. The Prima Gaon has a Kasha. What do you mean? It's Roy. Why is it Roy? Because you could use it for tzitzis. You could use this beged of kalayim, and you could put tzitzis into it. And if you'll put tzitzis into the beged, so then you're allowed to use the whole beged kalayim. So he has a chatim, so you could use it. So why does the Gemara say it's never usable on yontif? It's usable on Shabbos and yontif to wear as tzitzis. And midaraisa, you could use it before our Gemara that they were mevatel b'shev al taisa. So midar Gemara's mash even midaraisa. It's not roi. Think of it. What's roi? So the prima godim mishomayim nihiruli. I had mamish, a light from heaven told me a teretz. Zokder, the halacha is, according to our Tosfos, that if you put on a beged of dalet kanfis on Shabbos, there's no isser to put on a beged of dalet. No, wasn't the din. On Shabbos, you become mechuyev to put the tzitzis into the beged. So now, Shabbos, I put on a beged of dalet kamfis. Now I'm in a position, I'm mechuyev to put it in. So it's I'm an oinus. You're allowed to wear a beged of dalet kamfis of tzitzis on Shabbos. Without a beged of dalet kamfis without tzitzis on Shabbos. So the prima godin. I want to tell you, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wear kalayim and tzitzis. Zok the prima godim favos, ich bin nicht mechuyev in tzitzis. Ich bin nicht mechuyev Shabbos in tzitzis. Because I can wear beged dal kamfis out. Even if I do have tzitzis in the beged, that's kiyumis. That's a kiyum. Nice kiyum that you're doing. You make a bracha. You make a bracha l'satim about tzitzis Shabbos morning. You're being makaymitz, so the prima godim. That's not a chiyuv, because I could put on that same talis without tzitzis, when I've been on el chiyid. Elamai, what is it? When I'm wearing, is it oinis? Oh, but it's not a chiyuv. So the prima godim. Shabbos, you are not allowed to wear a beged of dalit kamfis with tzitzis that have kalayim. The gatsa din of gedilim tasel l'cho, that's decha kalayim, is only on weekdays. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to wear it. And he says, Mishamayim Nihiruli. And I would say, now the Maiseh, there's Gevaldik Arayis. I had to have a Befer. So it's up to Prima Godim that you would not be able to have a Beferish. Rambam Grada now. I don't want to bring it in. That the Rambam is Beferish. The Rambam says that you would be allowed to. The Rambam says that there was a whole tumult. The Rambam has a Shaila. If you're allowed to wear tzitzis, it was just a Rabbim. The Rambam says maybe you would say asay doichalois asay. Someone wanted to say that wearing tzitzis in your beged is called carrying because it's strings. The Rambam says it's not called; it's part of the beged, and it's a part of the beged, and it's called. So the Rambam, and don't say it's al asay doichalois asay. That the asay of Shabbos is doichalois asay because the loisa sheish by karas. Called the flagging. I feel such a loisa sheish by karas. Like the prima god, according to the prima godim, there would be no rule of asay doichalois asay. Because ich bin nicht mechuyev. Elamai, and Rambam steht beferish, nicht wie der Prima Godem. So thank you so much. The Rambam steht nicht wie der Prima Godem. But I could put him in Prima Godem steht that wearing tzitzis, you make a lesat about tzitzis on Shabbos. That's kiyumis. But the chiyuv is not duh. Chayr Prima Godem is fakert what we're saying. We're saying every tzitzis is always kiyumis. But still, there's a say that all I say which needs bitna. And don't come to the Prima Godim Zot, as the only doicha of Shabbos would be, the only doicha of Kalai and Betzitzis would only be Chiyuvis. And on Shabbos there's no Chiyuvis.
Why is there no Chiyuvis on Shabbos?
Because you could wear it without it.
Because when you're an oinus, you could do no Chiyuvis. But if you're not.
So that's what means Chiyuvis. So you can get away with it. You can get away with it. You're not mechuyev to wear Tzitzis. You're allowed to wear. No, but you're not mechuyev even a beged of dalet kamfis to wear without
because
tzitzis.
Because you would be an einus. But you hear.
Okay, so I hear. You could dream my right. So you could say, mate, I hear. You could say, is that right? It happens to me, I brought a riot at the Mogen Avram holds like this Prima Godim. Because the Mogen Avram, the Gemara says, tzitzis in Masechet Shabbos is a mitzvah called shaita v'shaita. It's always a mitzvah. For like the Mogen Avram, Shabbos, you could wear a beged without tzitzis. It's not b'shaita. What do you mean? Of course it's b'shaita. You just can't do it. You're an oinus. You can be mekayim. The teretz is, it's more than an oinus on Shabbos. Shabbos, when it comes to tzitzis, because of the oinus, it's not. There's no chiv of tzitzis. I'm just bringing out from this prima godim. It's a dava mechudish ad ma'id. I just want to bring out from this prima godim that l'chayr it's a chiyuvis. The teretz is no. Of course the prima godim would agree with what we say. Putting it on is definitely, you're not mechuyev. That can't become a chiyuv in the mitzvah. Once the beged is on, the chiyah of the kalayim is yetz benich mechuyev, the right leg in the tzitzis. At that moment, benich ha-mechuyev, while it's on. Before it's on, we cannot perceive the putting it on as part of, as a chiyuv of the mitzvah. But once it's on to put it in, that would be a chiyuv of the mitzvah. So that's why the Prima Godim would say. So I'll go put him. That's why the Shagasaya didn't say this teretz. But it was omenton. Lemaisa Taisvis accepted this. And Taisvis obviously didn't have the Shagasaya's cash. So Taisvis must have learned that the rule of Masechta Zvachim does apply. And a Hechsher mitzvah in this situation would be enough to say B'idna. So I wanted to say like this. Now one more shlav on a separate inyan, but ties into this. There's a Welts kasha that everyone has to know. This kasha. There's a shitas harash bin shas that the ktsois in Avni Meluim brings, and it's like a yeshiva shazach. Everybody has to know it. There's a halacha mitzvah salav lahanisnin. If someone's moider anor from somebody that he's not allowed to help him have anor, he's allowed to help him do a mitzvah because mitzvah salav lahanisnin. The Rishonim had a shaila. I'm going to say this marshal, even though Gemara state farkeret, but it's good for the marshal. Someone is moider anor from a lake. Says he made an isra anor on a lake, and it's a beautiful hot summer day, and he comes by the lake. Meanwhile, he has a mitzvah to become tohar. That day, he was finished with his tumah. He wants to go into the mikvah. So he says, "Oh, I go to Eitzeh. Mitzvah is lav lohanisnit. Irge I in the lake, als the mitzvah. Abul Amaisa, listen, I'm swimming, I'm in the lake, I cool off, I go off." The Ran says, mitzvah lav lohanisnit means the hanor of the kiyum mitzvah, heistish ken hanor, or b'hanor is haguf. That comes Bahadi mitzvah. That's it. Yes, it's of course. It's I know. The Rashba says, "Nein, mitzvah is a lav lahanisnit. Forget it. It's like a carpet. It's like a policy. It covers everything, and it's not. It's a blanket policy, and it doesn't cover everything, and therefore there's no hanor." So the Rashba, why in that case? Because you feel hanor even when you get out of the lake. You're cool for a few minutes after. So, Bemela, that's why it's a problem. But Bamis, even though the mitzvah vetoes out any hanor. Frek tach sam sefer b'shem de sefer birchas Avram, the bris Avram, one of the gedoyli Yisrael, from the free of the gedoyris. Asay is doichalois asay. Where's the makor? From klai and betzitzis. Because klai and betzitzis. Frek tach akasha. When I'm wearing tzitzis, being makayim a mitzvah. If I'm being makayim a mitzvah, mitzvah's lav lahanisnit. So that means I don't have hanoah. If you wear a beged without hanoah, you're not over shatnas. You're allowed to try on a beged even before you checked it for shatnas because you're not wearing it for hanoah. If I'm wearing a beged of tzitzis, I'm being makayim a mitzvah. So if I'm being makayim a mitzvah, it vetoes out the hanoah. If it vetoes out the hanoah, so I'm not over the yisr. So how can you learn Asay the Galois to say? There's no Issa. Frank the Birchas Avram.
The same answer is the lake. Your body's still warm. You have to take it off.
Oh, you mean because after you take it off? Okay, it's such a case. I don't know. It's not cold. This is a goyin shikash. So some answer that the mitzvah is only in the tzitzis, not in the beget. Some give other terutzim, but the kash is ashtaka kash. Ad l'chayre, mitzvah is in a lav l'honesnit. Loit the Rashba even saw, no, I saw this. So Melech should even take that off. Haber gesagt, ich hab abwaschen the talis. We're saying according to Tosfos, every time you put on the talis, you're not makayim the mitzvah until it's on. When are you over shatness? Before you put it on. Just as Aloch and Asay Doichalois Asay, that what happens before, what's necessary, I could do is part of the mitzvah, is doicha. But it's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the tzitzis, once it's on. Putting it on before is just a necessity in hilchas asay doicha lois asay. But I'm waiting for the yisr. Because at that point, I don't have the rashba. I only have the rashba in the mitzvah. In the what's going on, you don't have that din. So if you don't have that din, so what's happening? What's happening like that? But so what do you have that din? Look, what do you have that? So you should have that hechatimtsa.
That's
a din of asay de chalaisa say. Does that look at asay de chalaisa say? That's because no, we can say. Nay, mom, because that's a. It's not so much rach. What is doiche? The hechsher is because there's a chiyuv. So be mechuyev dos seton in order to do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is once it's on. This is all hecha timtzes do the mitzvah. In that you don't have a din of mitzvah lav lahanisnit.
Why is there no hanobay mitzvah? This is a chelik kedat.
That's not a chelik. The lechzogin as oiv. No, but I want to say it a little sharper. Little razay. If Tosfos is chelik on the shagis haaliyah, so Tosfos had to learn that the hechsha mitzvah that's doicha to loisa say is not the chiyuv. It's because hechsha mitzvah is a chelik from the mitzvah. If Tosfos argued on the Shagas Aliyah, Tosfos had to learn that the reason it's Deiche is because the Echshav Mitzvah is part of the Mitzvah itself. Because by Tzitzis it can't be the Chiyuv, like we spoke before, because by Tzitzis before there is no Chiyuv. So Al Kochach Vosid Adin, the Din is Al the Echshav Mitzvah Chelik from the Mitzvah. By the Echshav Mitzvah is a Chelik from the Mitzvah. It's a Memele, but when God gesagt, that you'd say Mitzvah Lav L'Honis Nitnu on that also. But if you would learn like the Shagas Aliyah, the Nafgamina would be that it would not have that that halach. So just the Feroys, B'divrei Drush, that we said, Mitzvah Lav L'Honis Nitnu. So Mitzvah Lav L'Honis Nitnu, like the Rashba, takes off even Hanoi Stodis, even Hanoi Stodis. Yeah. Before we get to the Drush, I'll just leave you off with one Gishmak Shiloh on that. So he said, you go in, the Rishayim say, when you go into the mikveh, into the lake, so you're still cool afterwards. Yeah. You know, the Chabina Rav's father was Goyin Olam, the Koyach of Meyankiv. His mom is from the Goyin Yisrael. So I saw him, one of his chuvis, Mamish Bein Advarim, he just says it, and it's Kedai, food for thought for when you go home. He just says, there's a big machlekes, when do you become Torah in a mikveh? Do you become Torah in a mikveh when you go in, or do you become Torah in a mikveh when you come out? The pashtus. What's wrong with the pashtus? The pashtus is when you go in. The second your body's in, you're tar. What was the Rishayim's kasha? The Rashba zogt, mitzvah slav lohanes nitnu, when you makayim the mitzvah. So when you go in. So he says, the chiddush is when you go out, you're still cool. I'll tell you much better. The second you're in, simultaneous, before you come out, you're cool. And look there. You're cool at that second. What do you have to come on to a chiddush when you come out? Even before you come out, you're being cool in the water, and you already became tar, and you did the mitzvah. What do you have to have when it's after? Now the teretz is like what we're talking now. I'm like Valdeke Horef from the Kochem Yankiv. So Chazay, the mitzvahs lav lohanis nitnu hotzatom mit the ma'ase mitzvah, nish mit the kiyum ha-mitzvah, ulai. So Mela, everyone is moide, the ma'ase mitzvah of going into a mikvah is going in and coming out. The taira is being inside, so Mela would meet that. So it would be tzukishtel to the Shagas Aliyah. Okay, just now I'll say the drush. Let me just get to the drush. I'll just say, the portion of the teretz was the veldzogt, and yontif, and others say, on this hara of l'chayra, the bris avram, l'chayra, when you're wearing the tzitzis, you're makayim a mitzvah, so you say mitzvah lav lohanes nitnu. So some say no, because tzitzis also need hanoah. And when the hanoah is the mitzvah itself, then you don't say mitzvah lav lohanes nitnu. You only say mitzvah lav lohanes nitnu when it's a mitzvah, and it happens to be hanoah. When the mitzvah is to have hanoah, then you don't say mitzvah lav lohanes nitnu. Everybody knows, the agdoma to the egle tal, that when the mitzvah itself...
What does that mean?
That means poshut. The Torah just says it's lav lohanes nitnu, if you do a mitzvah, and you happen to also have Hanoah. So then the mitzvah vetoes out Hanoah. When the mitzvah HaTorah is to have Hanoah, you can't say Lav L'Honest Nitnu. The Torah wants you to have Hanoah. That's a chilek of the mitzvah. Zok Degle Tal in the Hagdome, that Torah, when he speaks about people who say Torah Lishmo means not having Hanoah, Hot Degle Tal, which is famous, that Evnei Nezer writes in the Hagdome, that when... that in the Agdama Teregle Tal, that's not a stira to Torah Shaloi Lushmo, Valdos is the Torah Alein. The Torah is Minoifis Suv, Misuka Midvash, Minoifis Sufim, because the Torah is the Gishmak, and the Torah does will, that's the only way to understand the Torah. Vayar Menucha Ki Toiv, says an older Rishayim Al Chumash this week, that by Yisocha Chamor Goyrem, is Vayar Menucha Ki Toiv. He saw as the Torah is Toiv, Vayet Shichmoy Lizboil. He was able to take more because it's the Hanoid. We're learning the Torah, Mitibul Pule Araisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Schade Mibule Araisa. So the Velt, years later, found that Rabbi Avrom Min Ohor, when the Pirish on Masechtos Nedorim came out, says if someone is Moider Hanoi Mechaveroi, he can't learn Torah with him. I mitzislav lohanes nitnu. Zokt Reb Avrom min Ohor, Val Torah is Hanoah alein. And in them, Kemenish Zogen kemitzis lav lohanes nitnu. Reb Avrom min Ohor, Rishon says exactly what the Avnei Nezer says, that a chelik built separated from the Torah is the Hanoah from the Torah. And if the Torah is not, it's a sheer midah. If you're not getting, of course you have to learn even when it's in Yishdok and Hanoah. weil das mit lernen teure mit das da das da haben teure kann ich cool haben aber der größte Messikus ist das was das you learn. I'll just fair eyes. I heard it from a person who said he heard it from somebody who heard it from Pei Kodesh from the Chazon Ish. As it says, Pas ba melech toichel umayim b'mtsur tishte v'al ha'oretz tishoin. Kachi darke shel teire, ma to isek in ashrecha v'toiv loch. Ashrecha b'oilu mazeh v'toiv loch b'oilu mabo. He said that the Chazon Ish asked the question, what do you mean, ma to isek in? It says, Pas ba melech toichel, mayim b'mtsur tishte v'al ha'oretz tishoin. Kachi darke shel teire. If you don't do it, then it's what's imata oisekein? So the Chazon Ish explained, then he said, you could tell somebody he could sleep on the floor, he could eat hard bread, and he could drink plain water, he's going to get oilam haba. Das versteht die Welt, sehr fein. You're giving up in this, where you get oilam haba. How do you explain it to somebody that he has oilam haza? It's inexplicable. He's sitting in the room, and on a muchet zechov ha-teisves, u'nedos, u'nehot oilam haza. So the Chazon Ish, it's inexplicable. And you could talk till you're blue in the face, the people will not understand it. If you did it, if you heard a geshmak im kivege, this gehetra good teretz, and you had a good kashe, and you got excited about it, ashrecha v'teiv loch, the vestabim oilam haze oichet. Well, the vest fashtein as is oilam haze. It's only explicable in mitzata oisekein. If it's not oisekein, it cannot be explained. It has to be experienced, not explained. So Hashem, Zagval, the Kiddush Hashem, come together, Motzei Shabbos. I give a special thank you to my Yedidra Mendel, and a special Zecher Nishmas to my Yedidra Moshe Yosef. I mamish feel when I'm here, like I feel, I'm sure he would slug up the whole shtickle table. Okay, 100%, so 100%. Okay, so therefore, we should all be Zecher, the Shabbos should have an Aliyah, and we should be Zecher, Mitzvah Shem, to Psurus, Tainas, Yeshua, Zvon, Shabbos. Amen.
Sure, Shiva. Okay. 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 Okay.